Realization is not caused, it is given, it is made tacitly obvious. I can, through interaction with you and by being accessible to you, ripen you, so to speak, for this spiritual apprehension of reality. And I am made available to you through this bodily sign, which gives a focus for the faculties in the process of them being purified and relieved of their patterns. But the realization is beyond that discipline. The discipline, therefore, is required, not merely because I say you have to do it, it's required for the process. And yet it isn't itself the process. It is secondary to the process. It's a responsive dimension of what allows the process. The process is a transmission process. You have to be serious about it. You have to be seriously related to me, not just club members who are congenial and amused and ready to engage in religious behaviors of a social kind or of a sacramental kind and so on. Those are things that are useful in this total life of response to me that goes beyond the words and the social association that you may perceive at any rate to be the case. I mean, there's a person here bodily and you're sitting over there. That's a kind of social relation in a rudimentary sense, you could say, but it's not about socializing with me. It's a contemplative relationship. It is the relationship of surrender of the devotee to the master. It is a way of life. It is not to be played with or taken lightly or imitated, mummed, you see. It's not about a talking school cult. It's not about cultism, it's about practice, real and profound. It is about realization, not about the entertainment value of discourse or exchange with me and so on. So where is it then in your case, speaking to everyone as individuals, as devotees of mine as individuals, and also as a culture, a gathering of devotees, each of you must transcend yourselves by means of this cooperation with one another and all the other disciplines I give you. But it's a ripening process.